is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 403, the first and the third stanza. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing unto our God. 'Tis right and pleasant for us saints to tell his praise abroad. The Lord our God builds up his church. He seeks her wandering sons. He binds their wounds and gently heals the broken-hearted ones. And what follows? Psalter 403, the stanzas 1 and 3.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Isaiah 43, beginning with verse 22 to Isaiah 44, the 8th verse. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Isaiah 43, verse 22, through chapter 44, the 8th verse. But thou wast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou wast being weary of me, O Israel. Thou wast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of the sacrifices, but thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father has sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and I have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. And they shall spring up as among grass, the grass, as willows by the water courses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Thus far, the scripture reading. Hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Dennis and Elva Mannon, who were blessed with the birth of a baby boy the preceding week, and William Slingelant, who hopes to commemorate his 87th birthday, and Annie Dinsberga, her 80th birthday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of all the earth, when thou wast granted on the morning hour of another Lord's day, that thou wast given the privilege and the opportunity to come up to thy house, that we may be given to see one another by renewal, and where in the past week thou wast graciously watched over each and every one of us, in the home, on the way, at work, wherever we were called to be, then thou wast not done as we deserve, but thou wast granted so many blessings, ah, Lord. Thou yet maketh a difference where there is no difference. were in the past week in the midst of a congregation that they were called upon to bring to the grave a young man of 18 years old. For him, it has become eternity. And we may still be in the precious day of grace. Ah, Lord, do uphold that family circle and that congregation, and do remember all mourning ones in our midst. And then thou wast not only spared life, thou wast also blessed the father and mother by renewal in their married life with the birth of a little one. Ah, Lord, grant humble and broken hearts and a special place at thy footstool, where they may be given to beg of thee, that thou may remember the family circle, that thou may remember the little one. Oh, the first birth is a wonder, but we all stand in need of that second wonder. Lord, then we commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, and wilt thou remember all the mothers with the unborn amongst us, and wilt thou remember the barren ones also in this morning hour. And then, Lord, in this morning hour, then there may be fathers and mothers who may be privileged to come up to thy courts with their little child and to present their child before thee in a special way, to receive thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant unto these fathers and mothers, ah, thou knowest how they have spent a week, and how they have come up to thy courts. May it have been with a little begging unto thee, the living God, that thou may remember the family circles and do for them and their little ones what is signified in the sacrament, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Ah, Lord, then the need for the work of thy Holy Spirit, that we truly become that black sinner, that is given to learn that we can never, never wash ourselves, but with all our attempts, that we are becoming blacker yet. But, ah, then what a rich proclamation, where the water points to the blood of thy dear Son which has been shed, and that a church shall, that a church must be saved. May the prayers be multiplied to that end, and, oh, Lord, do remember them with the oath which they hope to make. It is such a solemn oath when we are given to appeal unto thee. Lord, thou knowest what liveth in all of the hearts. And then for these fathers and mothers, oh, different circumstances. There is a mother where it could have all been so different that in this morning hour she would have sat as a widow in thy house where her husband had a very serious accident, but thou wast put thy hand between him and death. Thou wast given remarkable recovery, and that in this morning he may be in thy house. Ah, Lord, a solemn calling, and it shall do one of the two, because under thy speaking, either humbled, or we shall only become harder. Lord, there is another father amongst us with serious health difficulties, where he is not enabled to labor for his daily bread, cannot be different, that many times they are overwhelmed. May they be given to tell thee all, and we humbly ask thee, may the physicians receive wisdom and understanding, then thou art also speaking in a special way. My son, give me thy heart, Lord. May it be accompanied by the work of thy spirit. Another father and mother who have received their little son, but serious concerns, taken to a larger hospital, has undergone a comprehensive surgery, and thou wast made it so wonderfully well, above the expectation of the physicians, where they may also be in thy house to present their little one for the sacrament. Ah, Lord, wilt thou also grant unto them a humble and a broken heart, and Lord, for the parents, where thou wast made everything well, no serious difficulties, no complications, then even more reasons to have a thankful heart. But, Lord, thou knowest that it is not to be found in the natural man. That is a gift of the Spirit. May it please thee to grant it in this morning hour, that it may be an unforgettable morning for these fathers and mothers. Wilt thou remember all the family circles, and then we commend unto the fathers and mothers with bleeding hearts, where their children have went astray, wandering round about the earth. May the prayers also be multiplied for them. Lord, then thou grantest in this morning hour that word and sacrament may be administered, and thou hast instituted the sacraments, two sacraments, for the strengthening of the faith of thy true people. May it please thee to use the sacrament of holy baptism to that end. Then we need the work of thy Spirit, that we may be given to see matters by true saving faith, which we have never seen before, and that it may be used for the strengthening of their most holy faith. Lord, then we commend all the elderly ones unto thee, all the sick and afflicted ones, all the crosses and the burdens. We may acknowledge thee that there are none in the hospital. That is also thy doing. Ah, may there be many, and may that number be increased in that spiritual hospital with their sin-sick souls that need to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Lord, then we commend unto thee thy servant who has been ordained in the past week to the sacred office of the ministry of the word and of the sacraments, and where on this Lord's Day for the first time he may stand before his flock as their teacher and shepherd. Wilt thou grant thy special blessing and thy special help, and that thy word may be blessed, that thou may use him richly as a robber of hell for the uncovering of false foundations, but also for the instruction and the edification of thy Zion. Then we commend unto thee the families that are gathered together in thy house in a faraway place, and were on this Lord's Day one of thy servants, may serve them. Wilt thou remember him, and grant thy indispensable blessing for young and old. But, Lord, wilt thou now also grant thy gracious help in the administration of word and sacrament. Wilt thou stand in our right and our left, send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion, and that thy word may be richly blessed. Ah, thou knowest how that each has come up to thy house in this morning hour. May it be with a sigh and with a cry, with a desire, with those spiritual longings, and where it is missing, wilt thou grant it for the first time, and by renewal take away everything that could be a hindrance, and that the outgoing of the service may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of holy baptism, which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. And this the dipping inner sprinkling with water teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins, and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, in their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. This also the apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2 verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and Eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son, Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death, and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without tear before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arrive. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of his church ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian Church, and which is taught here, the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian Church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power. What is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Father Cody the Cook.
Yes.
Mother the Cook. Father Jared the Cook. Mother the Cook. Father Jeremy Grisnick.
Yes.
Mother Grisnick. Father Jamie Cluck. Mother Cluck. Father Johann Cluck.
Yes.
Mother Cluck. Father Jordan Niels.
Yes.
Mother Niels.
Yes.
Father Ivan Oscom.
Yes.
Mother Oscom. Father Wayne Van Harten. Mother Van Harten. Father Dennis Van Manen. Mother Van Manen. Father Brent Vandenbroek. Mother Vandenbroek. Father Mark Vandenbroek. And Mother Vandenbroek. Fathers and mothers, when in this morning hour you may stand in God's house soon ready to present your little child in a special way before the Lord to receive His thrice holy name upon their little foreheads, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, then you have many and special reasons to be humbled under His goodness. And parents, I hope that the Lord may grant it, that there may be that a little bewilderment where the Lord, by the first time in married life, but for most of you by renewal, has given you such a precious little gift. And then you have answered upon three solemn questions. And parents, then we do well to examine our hearts very closely. Do we believe that our dear children, when they are little, they look so innocent? Do we really believe, on account of our deep fallen Adam, that they are lying in their natural state under the wrath of God, and that they need to be born again? It's the most important for all of us. Fathers and mothers, have you spoken about those matters? Have you been oftentimes on your knees? Have you felt your responsibility, experienced your insufficiency? Oh, parents, have you told the Lord, Lord, who was now sufficient unto these things? But now what a precious and what a glorious preaching that is declared in the sacraments. Then you have confessed that you believe, acknowledge what is written in the scriptures concerning that glorious doctrine of salvation, that there is a way, not in us, not by us, but outside of us, that work of a triune God. And where the Lord is gathering His church, is promised to work from generation to generation, and in the sacrament of holy baptism, then how that glorious gospel, as it is in Jesus Christ, so gloriously portrayed in the sign of the sacrament, or as the water cleanses our bodies from the filth, so the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. And parents, that the sacrament may be administered in this morning, in the year 2023 of our Lord, that is a sure token that the King is on the throne, that He is teaching His prophet concerning that priestly office. And may you as parents with your children, may you be found oftentimes on your knees, begging the Lord for that glorious work, to be given to beg of the Lord, that He may take possession of the heart of your little child early, that it may please the Spirit to stamp the Lord's lovely image upon them, that it may become evident when they come to years of discretion that this is now a child that truly fears the Lord. And parents, the Lord has also appointed the means. You have promised to instruct them. It was not asked whether you would be perfect parents, but to do your utmost. And how is it now, fathers and mothers? Because our children, they need teaching accompanied by godly examples that our children are given to see. Oh, my soul, that weighs so heavy upon the heart of father and mother, my father and mother, God's word, that has a special place. It is evident that there is a love for his word, and may it also be for the Lord, and to be accompanied with unceasing prayer. May the Lord help, may the Lord bless and fulfill in your family circles what we have read together out of Isaiah 44. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. The Lord add his blessing. You may sit down. Then also for brothers and sisters, when you may be given to see that your little brother or sister may receive the sacrament of holy baptism, a very special morning. And may you be given to think also of your baptism, what it means, and tell the Lord, Lord, I have now also been baptized. I am a God-bearer. Wilt thou grant that precious work a new heart to love and to serve thee? For grandparents, great-grandparents, an increased blessing, also an increased responsibility, because in the Bible it is declared concerning that oath which you have made also concerning these parents, that it does not stop with our children, but in different places in the scriptures, Deuteronomy 4 verse 9, thou shalt teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. May the prayers also be multiplied. In congregation, a Reverend John Willison, who was lived from 1680 through 1750, a minister of Dundee, concerning his treatise concerning the sacrament of holy baptism, then he has also mentioned different points for the congregation that may be present. The first point of exhortation, it is a blessing that is not needed for us, where our people may come up to God's house in a timely manner. But in those times, there were people that did not come for the whole service. And then he has admonished them that they must remain for word and for sacrament. Then in the second place, then he has told his people that they must, with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, that they must be filled with awe and reverence when the great King of the Church, when he grants that that sacrament may be administered. Then in the third place, then he has told his people, when the sacrament may be administered, that we must be given to be wonder, the loving kindness of the Lord, that for fallen creatures that lie under the wrath of God, that the Lord has made a way possible through his beloved Son, that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. Then further, then he has tried to impress upon the hearts of his people to consider what a great blessing it is when we may be under that external administration of the covenant, where the Lord, according to his word, has promised to dwell richly, to work by his Spirit to gather that church and to preserve that church. Because as Balaam has said, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. Then in the fifth place, then he has tried to lay upon the hearts of the whole congregation their solemn duty, that they may carry those little children that receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, that they may be laid before the Lord in the way of prayer. Then in the sixth place, then he has also stressed a great blessing to be under that external administration of the covenant. But then he has mentioned that Ark of Noah, that they were all those that have entered into that ark, those eight souls, that they have received special temporal blessings, the sparing hand of the Lord, but that there was also a hem, that it is too short for that never-ending eternity. And to that end he has added that we do well to be given to meditate upon our baptism and to improve to that end. Then he has also spoken that it can be a help in the way of temptation, where Martin Luther, oh, many times the Lord has granted great boldness, but many times he has sunk in the depths nigh to despair. But then he was given to remember that he was a God-bearer. The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Martin Luther has also written concerning a certain virgin when she was tempted to sin, that she has simply stated, I have a baptized forehead. Then in the sacrament, what a rich proclamation for black and vile sinners, with the burden of sin upon their back, that have made so many attempts to cleanse themselves. Are there a few such in my midst? Black and vile sinners pining away under the Lord's anger and wrath, and yet a people that cannot miss the Lord. Oh, may the Lord grant it by the application of the Holy Spirit that in this morning, when you may be given to see that water sprinkled, that by an eye of faith to be given to look upon that glorious Son of God who was shed his precious blood, oh, then in this morning, then it is declared, and in that day there shall be a fountain opened for the house of David, for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and uncleanness. The Lord grant his blessing. We now ask the congregation to sing of Psalter 425, the sixth stanza. The Lord is covenant. The Lord is covenant people planted in lands of nations which he granted. 425, stanza 6, while the children shall be brought in. Zorei, Joel, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Sidney Mia, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Alea Marie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Geneva Marie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Mavericks, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Madeline Elizabeth, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Lord and Ali, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Logan Jerry, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Ethan William, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Matthew Wilmer, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Timothy Richard, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We now ask the congregation to arise and to sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou will be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion to the end, that he may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 359, the four stanzas. Unless the Lord the house shall build, the weary builders toil in vain. Unless the Lord the city shield, the guards a useless watch maintain. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the Bethesda debt reduction. Psalter 359, the four stanzas. in this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day number 27, the question and answer 72 through 74. Question 72, is then the external baptism with water the washing away of sin itself? Answer, and not at all. For the blood of Jesus Christ only and the Holy Ghost cleanse us from all sin. Question 73, why then doth the Holy Ghost call baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins? Answer, God speaks thus not without great cause, to wit, and not only thereby to teach us that as the filth of the body is purged away by water, so our sins are removed by the blood and spirit of Jesus Christ, but especially that by this divine pledge and sign, he may assure us that we are spiritually cleansed from our sins as really as we are externally washed with water. Question 74. Are infants also to be baptized? Answer, yes. For since they, as well as the adult, are included in the covenant and church of God, and since redemption from sin by the blood of Christ and the Holy Ghost, the author of faith, is promised to them, no less than to the adult, they must therefore by baptism, as a sign of the covenant, be also admitted into the Christian church and be distinguished from the children of unbelievers, as was done in the Old Covenant or Testament by circumcision, instead of which baptism is instituted in the New Covenant. Lord's Day 27 speaks of the water of holy baptism with three thoughts. In the first place, for our head. Secondly, for our heart. And thirdly, for our children. The water of holy baptism for our head, for our understanding, number 72. Secondly, for our heart, number 73. And thirdly, for our children, in number 74. Then there is asked, is then the external baptism with water the washing away of sin itself? And then in this question, beloved congregation, we must not think that the instructors are asking, because that our boys and girls could even tell us in this morning, if we would now ask you, when that water has been sprinkled upon the foreheads of those little children, whether that water itself washes away sin, then I think you would say no, because water itself can never wash away our sins. That is only the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what the instructors are asking in this question, and that is an important question, and the answer upon that question, parents, that shall determine how ye shall return to your homes with your little child. The question is, when the sacrament is now administered, does something now take place? And then the answer is very clear. And that answer is an answer to many errors that have crept into the church already early. Already Augustine, he has written and taught that when that water is sprinkled, that something, if we may say it so, in the way of a sort of magic, very mysterious, that takes place. And then Augustine is taught, when the sacrament is administered, then the original sin that is washed away. And the Roman Catholic Church, they have continued with that teaching. Then we also see in the history of the church that the Lord has given clear lights where they have received much instruction from above, but that they were sons of men and that they still had certain errors, that they were not given to see the full light. And now the Roman Catholic Church, they have even went further and they have stated that without the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, then we cannot be saved. Oh, if they have read the Bible, we have the examples. Think of an Esau, young people. What an awful thing when we sell the truth and our birthright for the things of the world. But the Roman Catholic Church has taught its people that with the administration of the sacrament, that not only original sin is washed away, but that it confers grace and that we are enabled to perform good works. Even that godly Luther, who has received such clear light concerning the way of salvation, without works, free in sovereign grace, the work of a triune God. And then his writings, they have not always been so clear, but he has indicated, seeing the sacrament to make it simple for our children, that it was, as it were, a vehicle, a wagon, and to bring grace close by to its subjects. Then there are others in the Christian Reformed Church that we must presume that our little children, that they are regenerated, and to that end, they may be baptized. There are churches where that three covenant theology, where they make a separation between that council of redemption and that never begun eternity and the administration of that covenant, that revelation in the covenant of grace, that they explain the covenant in the church, that in that covenant, God the Father, they speak through Christ, that the promises of the covenant of grace, that they come to all the baptized, and then we can understand, not that they always preach it in such a way, but that the result is that in the first place, that they make that covenant of grace into a covenant of works, because the result is then for that people, then for those promises, all we know it. The promises of the covenant of grace, they are to the elect through Christ Jesus, worked by the loving and the irresistible work of the Holy Spirit. But then the eventual fruit is that it is up to man to accept those promises or not. Thus, an important question is then the external baptism with water, the washing away of sin itself. But now we do well. What do we believe concerning the sacrament of holy baptism, fathers and mothers? What do we believe? Is that sometime your question? Sometime troubled with that question. What do I now really believe concerning what is written in God's word? What do I really believe concerning the sacrament of holy baptism? And then we have been taught, it is according to God's word, that the sacrament does not wash away sin. Does not mean that the Lord does not work in a mysterious way in the hearts of little children. Think of John the Baptist, was given to leap his mother's womb. When Mary, the mother of Christ, has come to visit Elizabeth, has that been your prayer, fathers and mothers, when you were expecting? That been your prayer, ach Lord, may it not be a little one early for thee. Take early possession of his little heart, when it may be spared, become older, a godly mother in the home. That's what we need, godly mothers in the home, given to instruct their children, and a boy to be used in the offices and our Christian school. But what do we now really believe? Do we now certainly believe that the water does not wash away sin, and that our child needs that washing away? May that be or become your burden. Then you shall not be finished with the sacrament, parents, but then you shall become busy with it. Ah, begging the Lord, not only for this child, for all your children, but also for you as father and mother, because we have heard it by nature under the wrath of God. Our second thought for our heart, our first thought, we have heard it from the form, must not be used out of superstition, but also not out of custom. And that is what our second thought speaks about the blessing that are declared in the sacrament of holy baptism, that we do not underestimate it. And to that end, the instructors of asking question 73, why then doth the Holy Ghost call baptism the washing of regeneration and the washing away of sins? we read of the washing away of regeneration in Titus 3 verse 5. And concerning the washing away of sins in Acts 22 verse 16, the word spoken of Ananias to Saul, and now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Does not wash away sins. Why has the Holy Ghost in the scriptures used such strong and profound language concerning the sacrament of holy baptism? And then the instructors, God speaks thus not without great cause, to wit, not only thereby to teach us. Thus, for an ignorant people. You ever learn, congregation, that you are ignorant concerning heavenly ways taught from our youth? Are there a few souls that do not know how they can be converted? Oh, for other people, it is possible. But for them, seems to become, oh, they had a hope, a beginning, but more vile, more black, more sins, to feel the wrath of God. And to that end, the Holy Spirit has used very strong language that such souls may be instructed to stress the importance and the riches of the sacrament. Oh, when the sacrament is declared, what the prophet has stated in Isaiah 55 verse 2, wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me. That is what the Lord is declaring. The sacrament of holy baptism for those poor, needy, and seeking souls. That one thing needful, they need to be forgiven. They need to be washed. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Then the Holy Spirit, he uses such language. In the Bible, we call the sacramental language. We have other examples. The lamb was called the Passover. Circumcision is called the covenant. Thus, to stress the importance and also to assure for the strengthening of the faith of his true people, then the Spirit and the instructors, we have heard it. Each time by renewal, then they have spoken of the work, the necessary application of the Holy Spirit concerning the sacraments. There are many that teach that it is automatic, but the church learns, declared in the scriptures, that both the word and the sacraments, they need to be accompanied and applied by the precious work of the Holy Spirit. And now for souls for whom the matter is too great, we would say, so great, that they dare not to include themselves among that number. Oh, a desire, oh, a jealousy, and a prayer when the sacrament is administered, Lord, that is not what I desire. That is what I need. Ah, to be washed in that precious blood of thy dear Son, that I may become whiter than snow. Then I shall be the happiest soul in the whole congregation. Oh, when that separation may be taken away, and to that end, the Spirit has used very strong language that such a one, by the application of the Spirit, may, that he may be assured that he hath part in that blessing. Our third thought, for our children, our infants also to be baptized. There are many that believe only in adult baptism. And let us add, some, maybe many of those churches, they have begun because that in the church concerning the sacraments, also the sacrament of holy baptism, that parents have taken their oath so lightly, the lie in their right hand, that there were many that thought this cannot be nothing but mockery. This our calling of the church, that we give not occasion for heirs to come. And then they have especially used the text, Mark 16, verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. That was a mission command. When mission work is done, then the people are first taught. If we think what the institution of circumcision, then Abram was already 99 years old. Isaac was circumcised when he was 8 days old. And we would take that text literally, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Little children, concerning Romans 10, verse 17, that applies to people that have come to the years of discretion, that have use of their mind. What little children and those that are greatly handicapped, then the Lord works sovereignly and freely in his own way. Answer, yes, for since they, as well as the adult, are included in the covenant and church of God. Thus that means, congregation, that for our children, they are part of the church when they are born. And therefore, they must and ought to be baptized to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant. There are many in opposition to infant baptism that resemble those disciples, those parents and other ones. In Matthew 19, verse 14, that were concerned about their little children. Hope that may be experienced parents. Deep, profound concern about your own souls. We become concerned about our own souls, then we receive special concern about our children. It can even be parents that we experience that we are so black and vile. That may be more prayers for our children than for ourselves. A blessing when it may be bound and they had such a desire. Ah, they have brought their children to Jesus. Must be done in the way of prayer and faith. And with the desire that Jesus would lay his hands upon them, bless them, pray over them. And those disciples, they have tried to hinder it. Let us mention one more point. In the Old Testament, then there was much that was veiled concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, what precious promises that the Old Testament has received concerning a richer time. How there has been a longing. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down. What prayers have been sent to the heavens that the time would hastily come. And then the time has come. And would, now that New Testament, be much more restrictive than the Old Testament. Because in the Old Testament, oh, the children, what a special place they had in the church. 8 days, boys were circumcised. Then when a boy was 40 days old, a girl 80 days, then father and mother with their offerings, then they have went to the temple to present their little child before the Lord to pay a few shekels. And now would it be in the New Testament? If that was so, how troubled and how alarmed Jewish parents would be when they received more children. Oh, then surely it would have been recorded in the Bible. Think of that synod in Acts 15. That there would be many Jewish fathers and mothers that have come to the apostles and say, we have been promised that the New Testament, when the Messiah would come, would be such a rich time for us and our children. And now, our children do not even count. Oh, it is clear. Instructors have said, baptism has come in the place of circumcision. Water for our mind, the right understanding, for our heart needs to be applied, but also for our children. And then how needful. Oh, young and old, we are God-bearers. We bear the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we have heard it from the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That means when we sin with a baptized forehead, especially when God's name is blasphemed, then how great and grievous is that sin. May we be found more a praying and a begging people in these solemn days, that the Lord may fulfill for us in a special way. Oh, we have read it together out of Isaiah 43, a people, Jacob and Israel, not well pleasing to the Lord, but that one-sided, that sovereign work, the Lord is gathering shall continue to gather a church with that precious promise. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then thou was granted special blessings in this day. We could come up to thy house. So many upon this world that cannot, and so many that will not. Thy word may be proclaimed, howbeit with many shortcomings, and the sacrament administered. And now these fathers and mothers, they may return to their homes with their little child that bears thy thrice holy name, the sign and the seal of the covenant, Lord. Wilt thou grant those holy exercises, work from generation to generation. Wilt thou graciously watch over us in this day. Keep us over the unsafe roads. Return us in this evening hour. And forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 49, the three stanzas, the ends of all the earth shall hear and turn unto the Lord in fear. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The school opening service is scheduled for this Wednesday evening, August 23 at 7 p.m. in Lethbridge. Psalter 49, the three stanzas. Thank you. pray, save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.